Okay, Darlene, thank you so much for calling me today. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Great, great. I'm so glad to connect with you. What's going on? How can I help you?
You know, Joel, I woke up this morning, it's Monday morning, and I just realized that I need to take my life to a whole different level than where it is right now.
Wow, you had an epiphany, huh?
I definitely had an epiphany. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Now, it's amazing how we can wake up in the morning and it's like something just hits us over the head and we have these major aha moments. We just wake up to something. What did you realize?
What I realized is that next month I will be 48 years old and I'm really existing. I'm not living. I want to live. I want to be able to wake up and know that I'm living in my joy.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure it out, Jewel. I'm trying to connect the dots right now. I'm planting a lot of seeds, and I'm being patient. I definitely have faith in my God that He's going to work things out. But I think that I can do more on my end to make it move a little bit quicker than what it is right now.
Okay. Now, Darlene, I know you just graduated. I know that you know things are moving forward. You started your passion, your dream, your purpose. And, you know, sometimes we wake up, as you said, on a birthday, on the onset of a birthday, and we begin to say, you know, I thought by now I would have done this, I would have done that. You know, I would love to exchange my birth date for yours, but I do understand. So believe me, you have a lot of time, a lot of more winters and summers and springs to get it right. I do understand the frustration. You're a woman who wants to make progress. You want to make a mark. You want your life to mean something. And as you said, you want more joy. So first of all, let us understand the difference between joy and happiness. I think sometimes we describe what's going on with the wrong words. And I think that you do have joy because I know you to be a very positive, optimistic person. So I think you do have joy because you had it in and out of season, but I think maybe what you're saying is that you want to feel more satisfaction. You want to feel more momentum.
Yeah.
You want to have those milestones, and you just had one graduating. And what happens is that, you know, we get addicted to having those milestones. Like, okay, I did that. I made that home run. I made that touchdown. I want another one.
Yeah.
Does that kind of describe what you're feeling?
You're right. And you know, I think the other thing, too, is just the financial instability. I think that's more so of anything right now. It's just, you know, yes, I graduated. Yes, I have a job that gives me joy. And, you know, I love this with my clients. And, yes, I just started my own organization. But with all of that, it's wonderful. But when you don't have the financial stability to help support you, I mean, of course, that becomes a stressful situation for you.
Okay, so now we're getting to the base. We're getting to the root of the frustration. And this is what the coaching does. And I'm glad that you want to begin some coaching with me, mentoring, because now we're getting to the real issue, the financial stability. Because when we don't have it, there's a lot of fear, isn't there?
There's a lot of
anxiety. And so when you have this anxiety, it just squashes out the joy. And so I can really understand that. I can relate to that. And what I do in my coaching and mentoring sessions, Darlene, is to help us to get to the real bottom line. What's the real bottom line? And once we do that, we can start making some steps to reverse that. And the coaching and mentoring helps you to be accountable to someone. Because a lot of times we're working towards and marching towards our goals, but we have no landmarks, no accountability to help us to realize that we are making progress, or so that we don't procrastinate and we don't allow the fear to paralyze us. Because what you're feeling is real. I would not diminish that. I would not take that away from you. But the thing is that it can become so paralyzing, and I think it's very wise of you to reach out and say, you know what, Joel, I'm not weak, I'm not dumb, I'm not inferior, but in my humanity, in the natural, I'm feeling some fear. Doesn't mean I don't have faith, doesn't mean I'm not grateful for my life, but there's some real issues that are haunting me. So I appreciate you being honest and transparent about that. There's so many people feeling that, Darlene. And I would love to partner with you and see how it could be a support. So I want us to get something on the calendar real soon so we can start moving towards some real solutions so that you can have some breakthroughs, so that you have a real sounding board where there is no judgment, there's no condemnation, but I'm also going to be holding your feet to the fire.
And that sounds awesome, Jewel. I mean, you know that if you're just the one in the dream of following you through the night, you know,
this meant something.
What's that?
Well, this is going to be your birthday present to yourself, right?
This is definitely going to be a birthday present to myself. Absolutely.
Very good. Very good. Well, I'm proud of you, and I'm so glad that you called me today. And thank you for allowing me to record this phone call. I believe I'm going to post it and let other people hear it with your permission and let them know that they're not alone. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Okay, darling. Well, let's talk real soon. We'll have our private conversation. It won't be posted, and we'll decide, you know, what date you'd like to get started. My sessions are for 90 minutes. You get an hour and a half. 1 hour and a half of my undivided attention. You can't even go to the doctor's office for that.
I already know that, Jules. You already know I'm looking my hair right now.
Okay. You cannot sit in the doctor. You don't even get 15 minutes of that time. So, but you're going to get an hour and a half of my undivided attention, and we are going to start moving forward. That's the only direction that God knows is moving forward.
Trust me, I feel very blessed that this is about to take place.
Okay, darling, we'll talk real soon, and I'm going to wish you happy birthday early, okay?
Jewel, thank you so much, and you have an awesome day.
You too, honey. Stay in the light.
I will. Thank you. You do the same. Bye-bye.